This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. Just going live on the other pages. Give me a second, inshallah, we'll be with you. Just give us a second, bi-idhnillah ta'ala. We will start shortly, bi-idhnillah. Jazakumullah khair for your patience. Sometimes technology don't help, subhanAllah. Almost there, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair for coming on time. May Allah bless you all. We'll be with you shortly, bi-idhnillah ta'ala. Right, we are live on Wael Ibrahim page, Live Deen, Connect Institute, Karachi, Connect Institute. Recording, isn't it? Okay, we are recording. Alhamdulillah, everything is good. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. My respected brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome to the 25th of Ramadan here in my part of the world, Australia, Perth. Some people perhaps they are on the 24th, but anyway, this is 25th episode of our program Alhamdulillah Lifestyle, which will be converted into a book bi-idhnillah, by the end of Ramadan. The book will be written and hopefully we can publish it quickly, inshallah, after. Jazakumullah khairan for your support. Quickly, before we get started, those who are live on any of these pages, kindly start sharing the video with others so that we can, inshallah ta'ala, benefit from one and all. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So today, inshallah, the lifestyle that we wanted to emphasize is courage. Ash-shaja'a wal-quwa. Shaja'a means courage, bravery, and quwa means strength, firmness upon what you believe, upon your values and principles. And this is something very interesting because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a very popular narration, he said, al-mu'min al-qawi, the strong believer, khayru wa ahabu ila Allahi min al-mu'min al-da'if. He is far better and more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the weak believer. وَفِي كُلٍ خَيْرٍ. Although in each of them there is goodness. So alhamdulillah, we learn from this hadith, number one, is that all the believers, whether they are in their firmness, in their strength, in their power, or in their weakness, there is something good that will always come out of them. And then Allah's messenger continue by saying, احرص على ما ينفع. Be keen to do that which is beneficial to you. So always remember to do that which is beneficial to you. واستعن بالله. And always seek help and assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولا تعجز. And don't be weak. Allahu Akbar. Don't be weak. We have been given, alhamdulillah, the best way of life ever, the best lifestyle ever. So don't ever be weak. And don't feel that you need to fulfill the agenda of others or to appease and please others. We have been given our lifestyle and we should be proud of it and we should do our very best, inshallah ta'ala, to achieve it or to practice it in our daily activities. And don't ever say that if I had taken that step or that step, it would have resulted in such and such, but rather say, قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala determined whatever he had willed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do what he wills, because the word if opens the door for shaitan. The point that I wanted to stress in this hadith is that, number one, al-mu'min al-qawi, خَيْرٌ وَأَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِ الضَّعِيفِ. That the strong believer, the courageous and brave believer is far better and more beloved to Allah than the weak one. This is number one. Number two, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us in the same hadith, do not ever be weak. So it means that really, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors the believers who are strong and firm and very courageous in their approaches, therefore the ultimate conclusion is, do not weaken yourself. Don't be weak by adopting other lifestyles or other way of life that has not been revealed in the Quran or through the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad. That's why the Prophet Muhammad in another narration, he said what? Afdalul jihad, kalimatu adlin inda sultanin jair. The best form of jihad. Allahu Akbar. Look at this. Look at the wordings. The best forms, the best types of jihad is a word that you utter in front of a tyrant leader, a person in authority. A person in authority is trying to impose injustice upon the people, and the best among anyone amongst you, my brothers and sisters in Islam, who wanted to practice real jihad, is to speak the words of truth and justice in front of a tyrant and unjust leader. Courage basically is a requirement, is not really an optional thing for you, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Yes, we were created with different capacities and different, you know, abilities, but one of the capacity that we need to expand and need to stretch is actually courage. It means firmness upon what you believe, whether people like it or not. That's why Allah said in the Quran, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره الكافرون ولو كره المشركون. That it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had sent his messenger with the religion of truth, right? بالهدى and guidance. ليظهره على الدين كله. So that he may make Islam super prevalent and supersedes any other way of life, any other lifestyle. Even if the disbelievers hated it, even if they disliked it, we don't care. We will keep saying and preaching and talking about our beloved religion with anyone, with courage, with firmness, with the being strong in our approach, inshallah. And not rude. I'm not trying to emphasize here anything regarding rudeness, wal'iyadhu billah. This is not part of our deen, but rather strength and firmness. Okay. What else we need to highlight here? Very important, subhanAllah al-Azim. Being courageous helps you to stand firm in the face of challenges. So when you develop firmness upon what you believe, along the journey of life, when you face challenges, you will also face them with the same attitude, with courage. So what challenges, and these are the things that you want to ask yourself today, my brothers and sisters in Islam. What challenges are you facing today that require firmness, require courage, require some kind of facing your enemies or facing your realities? Some people, they resort to gaming and other inappropriate images online. Why? Because they cannot face really their realities. They cannot face their problems. And when you develop that courage in your heart and try to speak your heart out without fearing what people may judge you with and so on, then inshallah ta'ala, when you face challenges in this dunya, you would be also able to face them with the same courage. Calamities and failures are part of our continuous growth and development. So remember this. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you with calamities, so one is challenges of you know, life problems, but sometimes these challenges are really severe, are very, very severe to deal with. You know, the death or the passing of our loved ones. These are severe calamities. Sometimes maybe illnesses that makes us feel very vulnerable and very weak and very scared and fearful. All these challenges, my brothers and sisters in Islam, require courage. But courage will not be developed without faith, without iman. That's why the Prophet Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, مَا أَصَابَ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِنْ قَبْلٍ من قبل أن نبرأها, that whatever calamity or disaster that strike upon the earth or among yourselves, calamity that you have faced yourself, except that it is in a book, is written prior to its happening, prior to its actually, you know, qada, before it actually happened in your life. Allah had written it. So unless you have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His qadar, you will not be able to face those calamities with courage. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the right understanding. So in order for you also to be courageous, you need to develop another quality called patience, as-sabr. Subhanallah, all these contribute our lifestyle as believers. And that's why this program, alhamdulillah, the beauty of it is that it's not just about 30 episodes. These are the 30 characteristics or concepts that we have selected for Ramadan, for this Ramadan. But actually, the lifestyle could go forever, like the concepts and the teachings within Islam, within the Quran, and the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam could go forever. So courage will not be developed without patience, without another quality to wait a little bit longer, to pray and to be patient in order for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to respond to your dua. That also requires courage, you know? So if not in this dunya, remember, if Allah does not give you what you want in this dunya, then the next, inshallah, will be our destination, our meeting place, bi-idhnillah. Sabran ala Yasir, inna ma'idukum al-jannah. Be patient, O family of Yasir, for indeed our appointing place is Jannah. You see, the family of Yasir were killed. The father and the mother of Yasir were killed, subhanallah al-azim. Yasir, the father, and Sumayya, his wife, and Ammar was the son. But both parents were killed brutally, and they were among the earlier martyrs in Islam. And Allah, the Prophet Muhammad passed by their bodies, and he said, Sabran ala Yasir, be patient, O family of Yasir, for indeed our appointing place is Jannah. And that require courage. Being patient upon the hard, the harshness of this dunya, the calamities, the problems that we face require really a good heart that's faithful and patience. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, how amazing the affairs of the believers is. When they are stricken with calamities, they are patient and it is good for them. And when they are rewarded with goodness, with good news, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them some goodness in this dunya, they are grateful and it is good for them. And this is not possible except for the believers. Allahu Akbar. So these types of qualities, our life revolves around or between patience and gratefulness. Patience and gratefulness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the right understanding. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another narration, Ibn Abbas was saying, radiallahu anhu, that I was riding behind the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day when he said, son, I will teach you a statement. I will teach you a few words. Be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah will protect you. احفظ الله يحفظك. احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. Be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you will find Him in front of you, meaning Allah will be guiding you in every way that you may take. إذا سألت فاسأل الله وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله. If you ask for anything, ask Allah alone. And if you sought after help, seek help from Allah alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاعْلَمْ, and know the following. And this is the chunk of the our conversation today. وَاعْلَمْ, that if the entire creation were to gather together to do something to benefit you, they would never get any benefit. They would never benefit you with anything except that which has been already written for you. And if the entire creation were to gather to harm you, they would never harm you with anything other than what Allah had already given or written for you. Subhanallah, this hadith alone, my brothers and sisters in Islam, should teach us to be courageous in the face of challenges, because nothing will harm you. قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Allah said in the Quran, nothing will ever harm us except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had written for us. So why should we worry? Why shouldn't we face these challenges with a courageous heart? Now, the following few points is something for you to develop, inshallah ta'ala. So courage, when we say courage, what does that mean? It means that we shouldn't agree with everything, because we have to abide by the rules revealed by Allah and practiced by His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the early generation. So it is okay to say no to anything that disagree with your values and principles. That's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in another narration, he said, do not let yourselves be yes men, imma'. The word used is imma'. If the people are good, then we will be good. If the people are bad, we will just follow their traits. It's like just monkey see, monkey do. Allahu Akbar. Whatever the people are doing, the majority wins. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Who said that the majority wins? وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran that very few people among my servants, among my people, are grateful. Very few. Will you be among the few now, or will you go with the majority who are ungrateful? May Allah protect us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Courage means to encourage others to do righteousness. Allah said in the Quran, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعِدْوَانِ. Help one another to achieve birr and taqwa, righteousness, piety, God consciousness. And don't ever help one another to achieve any, وَلَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, sin and aggression and transgression. Don't ever cooperate in this. And that requires courage, because many a times we don't want to do the right thing. We don't want to participate in halal activities because we are worried what people will talk about us and what people will say about us. My cousin will look at me as if I am an extremist, sister. Why? Because I'm wearing niqab or hijab. My brother will say that, oh, I'm too much, you know, I'm too much Muslim. So that practicing Islam and encouraging others to practice Islam require a courageous heart that does not worry about judgment and what people may say about us. Courage means that we shouldn't participate in any activities that is of doubtful nature. So anything that is of doubtful nature, like once you think about it, is it halal, is it haram, you're not sure, it's vague. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, al-halalu bayyin wal-haramu bayyin wa baynahuma mutashabihat fajtanibu ash-shubuhat. Halal is obvious, haram too is obvious, so avoid that which is doubtful. That requires courage, because people say, like, come on, man, it's a song. It's just some music. It's just this. It's just that. Belittling the sins. And because you don't want to be the different one, rather the unique one. You don't want to be the unique, the stranger, subhanAllah. Although the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam promised good news to those who are strangers, those who will face challenges, who will face people who are mostly corrupted. And they would be among those few people who would say, no, inni akhafu Allah rabbal alamin. I fear Allah. No, I will not follow the majority in this strait. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the right understanding. Ameen ya rabbal alamin. Courage means to change evil, to change the evil doing to the best of your ability. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyirhu biyadihi. Whosoever amongst you have seen an evil action, let him change it with his hand. Hand here doesn't mean necessarily the physical hand, but rather with your authority, if you have one. If you are in a state of power or authority and you have seen some evil doing, go and change it. You have the ability, you have the capacity, right? فَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِ. And whosoever is unable to do it with his hand, at least with his tongue, speak the truth. Tell the people that what you're doing is wrong. That's courage. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطَعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ وَهَذَا أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. And whosoever is not able or capable or, you know, not sure how to do it with his tongue, at least hated that act in your heart. And this is the weakest form of iman. Which means what? Authority and speaking and preaching and talking about the truth to anyone, whether they like it or not, is the strongest form of iman. Courage means to fear no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا تَخْشُ النَّاسِ وَخْشُونِ وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. Allah said in the Quran, don't fear people, fear me rather. Allah is telling us to fear him instead. And don't ever exchange Allah's ayat for a miserable small price. Don't appease and please people for miserable benefit. My brothers and sisters in Islam, we need Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Now, how to become truthful, inshallah? How to become truthful? Just somebody is calling. Let me shut down that. How to become courageous? Number one, speak the truth. Don't fear to speak the truth, whether people like it or not. Number two, follow the guidance of Islam, which is the ultimate guidance given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran and through the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no guidance other than the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أصدق الحديث كتاب الله. The most truthful of all speeches is the speech of Allah in the Quran. وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best of all guidance is the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. When you do that and people question you and you stick to following that guidance, you are a courageous, brave man. Because now we are strangers in this dunya. My brothers and sisters, listen. The Prophet ﷺ said, Islam will start strange and it will go back to that stage before end of time. We are living in that time where people are looking upon Muslims as strangers, weird people. Why you do that, sister? Don't you feel hot? You're covering yourself like this? Is this beard doesn't make you feel itchy? Why are you wearing that long gown, look like Osama bin Laden? And people are mocking us left and right. We are looked at as strangers. But we will not give up our belief. We will not give up our Islam. May Allah protect us all. Number three, tawakkul. Full trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you develop more courage in your heart. And go back to the episodes, the previous episodes. I believe we have spoken about tawakkul. If I'm not mistaken, maybe it's coming in the future episodes, inshallah ta'ala. Number four and the final on my list, inshallah ta'ala. Do not ever fear making attempts to change. Even if you fail, stand back up on your feet and try again and do your best to change your bad habits to the better. People will look at you and mock you and, you know, say a few things that maybe will hurt you, and that's okay, because life itself is not meant to be a Jannah. Life is not meant to be a place of comfort. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. We created humankind in a state of continuous toil and struggle. So it's okay. It's part of the package. People will mock you. It's an accumulation of your good deeds. When people mock you and make fun of you, you're actually accumulating good deeds in the scale of your good account. So alhamdulillah, there is no problem. But whenever you fail, stand back up on your feet and continue making attempts to change for the better. This is courage, my brothers and sisters, and this is Islam. When the Prophet ﷺ was given a choice to leave this deen, not choice, he was giving a proposal. We will give you money, whatever money you want. Women, whatever, you know, how many women you want. No problem. We will make you the king of Arabia in a time where there was no kingship known to the Arab world. What the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said, Wallahi, if they put the sun on my right and the moon on my left, for me to leave this deen to never happen unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala find a way out of my, you know, for my success in this dunya. Until I preach, until I convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will never leave that deen. That required courageous heart, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to speak in front of those leaders who could have easily killed him and his uncle and whoever will come their way to be in their place in Mecca at that time. But Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam feared no one but Allah, because he knew that Allah is on his side. May Allah grant us a courageous heart. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Stay tuned, my brothers and sisters in Islam. The book titled Lifestyle is in the process now of being written and edited. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy and make it beneficial to one and all. Inshallah ta'ala, we will see you tomorrow with another episode. Jazakumullah khairan. Don't forget to share the video with others if you are online with us on these pages, Wael Ibrahim, Facebook, Live Deen in Pakistan, Connect Institute Karachi, Connect Institute Global, And inshallah ta'ala, don't forget also to visit the YouTube channel, the Aware Academy, so that you can subscribe and benefit from the library there. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.